And a couple of big signings, tight ends getting paid, man. George Kittle getting paid in San Fran. Travis Kelce getting paid in Kansas City. Like, the Chiefs
deserve it.
They totally deserve it. Like, that is a position that rarely got paid in the past, if ever. But now, Kelce can't say he's the best player on his team. I think Kittle is the best player on San Francisco, and he's certainly the best player on that offense. I mean, there's no doubt. He is a weapon. He blocks. His yards off their catch are off the charts, his stats. He's just an all-time great tight end already. He's been in the league for like 3 or 4 years.
You know who makes me sick, Hayes? Like, they don't make me sick, but Pierre LeBrun, like, in Cowboys fans, every year, and I could see how some people say, oh, the Leafs are the same, blah, blah, but the overhype, and they're just like, this is our lineup, look at this guy, we got that guy, and they suck all the time. I can't stand
they are the
that
Leafs. Fan. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. Loaded with talent, this is the year, and then it just never happens. You see him on FS1, longtime NFLer. You hear him here all the time. Here's our buddy Marcellus Wiley. What's happening, Marcellus?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. Just listening to you guys, laughing those Cowboy fans. I played for the Cowboys. Trust me, I know how their visions are grander sometimes getting away, brother.
Now, Marcellus, before we get into the transactions, what's the dude up in Seattle thinking? Putting the jersey on the girl, trying to sneak her into the hotel as a player. Like, what? You got to come up with a different routine or plan than that.
Yeah, his inexperience showed, brother. I mean,
come on. I would say so.
Yeah, look, we've all been there, especially in training camp, man, where you put on your goggles, we call it, when even your teammates start to look cuter. You're like, look, I got to find me a way out. I got to find me some intimacy somehow, some way. And you got to do it the right way still, man. It's just a weird play to dress someone up like they're on the team, they're a part of the organization. What are you doing? Either get your stripes up, which means get in good with security so that they can trust you. Slide them a few hundreds, if not a stack, and you're good. I've been in that position before. I paid our security off, and they took care of me, man. But you got to earn your stripes first. Slow down, youngster. Slow down.
Yeah, that is an amateur move.
You fat stack it to security and say, you shut your mouth and you know nothing. It's very simple.
That is a veteran move, and he's a rookie for a reason. And that tape, man, I don't generally promote TMZ, and a lot of times I think it's offside journalism, but that's some video I'm willing to check out, is watching this woman try to get through the front lobby in like a Russell Wilson jersey, you know, in high heels. I guess I have to see it. Like, I want to see what this video looks like.
I'm with you. Whenever I'm Pete Carroll and I need a video to illustrate what desire and determination looks like, I'm putting this video on, man. There's nothing more determined than her trying to fake it in that uniform she's wearing right now just to get to her man and the rookie who probably won't make it to the final cut. You know how the game goes. Got to make an example of somebody. Just all around just hilarious.
Well, that's it, right? And we talked about that on a serious note. Like, this is the difference between the NFL and in baseball. In baseball, you wouldn't dare cut the guy. You wouldn't even fine him. Because the union would fly in day of and say, that ain't happening. That's not how we roll. In the NFL, it's like, now we've got an example. Now we can cut them, and we can say, anyone else does something stupid, you're getting cut too. You know, this is how I think the NFL is going to try to keep everyone in line when it comes to COVID.
Yeah, man. I remind people all the time how the NFL game is militaristic. It really borrows a lot of the principles of the yes, sir, no, sir. What are your stripes on your shoulders, authority? We just borrow those bones. And so whenever someone gets out of line, there's really only one savior, is how good are you? And if it's not good enough where they won't make an example of you, everyone knows that it runs downhill. So being a rookie, not having anything on film at the pro level, it's a pretty easy example to set if you want to use it and put it all on him, on his shoulders. Unfortunate, but hey, he knew the consequences before he started it. He just got caught.
So let's get into this position, this tight end position, and how much money is being passed around. George Kittle, he was on the verge of making like pennies, relatively speaking. I think he was making like 700 or 800 grand or something this year. It might have been a little bit more than that. But he is an all-pro talent. He's a stud. He does it all. He's the most, you know, I guess Garoppolo is still the most important piece of the puzzle there offensively. He kind of has to be at that position. But beyond that, Kittle is an absolute monster. And his numbers started leaking at what he was looking at, and then all of a sudden the Chiefs found some money to extend Travis Kelce, and Kelce made a bunch of cash. That's a position that generally does not cash in. Is this unique to those two guys because of how good they are, or are we seeing kind of something shift in the way money's being spent in the NFL?
Yeah, I think a little from column A and from column B. If you think about it, the security blanket, what a tight end can do in terms of manipulating the defense, and what we've been able to see from those two tight ends and some other tight ends from yesteryear, even in the Chiefs uniform, Tony Gonzalez was a monster to deal with. And I played with another monster, and Antonio Gates with the Chargers. I mean, guys who, no matter how you lined up, you try to eliminate the weapons and you would start on the outside with the receivers, but it's just a natural mismatch when you have a talented tight end. He's too big to deal with the DBs, and he's too quick and nimble to deal with a lot of the linebackers. So it's just a natural disadvantage for any defense to go out there and deal with one of these guys. And now they deserve their payday because they're putting up historic numbers. If you talk about Kittle, especially in his first few years, he had the most receiving yards of any tight end in history. And we're just talking about Tony Gonzalez and Antonio Gates, et cetera.
Right.
So these guys deserve the money. They've been hybrids, certainly slept on in terms of value for many years. But you can look at them as, hey, we talk about receivers as always a deep threat. But the guy who really makes the chains move and lights up the scoreboard has been a tight end position, certainly of late.
Yeah, they can do it all. I mean, they can do it all. I witnessed it live. Kittle, I think he only had one catch, but it was a massive catch against the Packers that closed the game out. And it was third and long, and he just spun. I think he had a nickel on him, and he just said, this is not – you got no shot at me, man. Like, no shot. And sure enough, the chains moved. The game was over. Game was over about 5 minutes into it, to be honest. But he's
right.
A beast. He's a beast. You know, we spoke about one of your former teams in Dallas. Another one of your former teams being the Buffalo Bills, there have been some concerns about their ownership and what they're willing to spend. But I think they've made a couple of big statements over the past week or so. They locked up their head coach, Sean McDermott, to a multi-year extension, and he's done a great job. I mean, they made it to the playoffs twice in 3 years, and prior to that, they hadn't been there this whole century. And they lock up their left tackle, who's a stud, as well. So, you know, what does this say about the Bills and how committed they are and maybe where the Bills are going here?
Yeah, I mean, I could see the commitment when I go back and go to Orchard Park just looking at it, whether it's the surrounding facilities or it's the new athletic complex they have or just the stadium upgrades. You know, I walked those hallways for many years, and you blink, and within 20 years, it's night and day. And even everything that's happening around the stadium, Western New York, you can just see how revitalized the area is, and that doesn't happen just by happenstance. You have to actually invest in it and have direction. So I think ownership's already checked that box, but now they have a couple other public checks that they can point to. And signing the Sean McDermott to a 6-year extension, you talk about a coach who has a quarterback in the same draft class as Lamar Jackson, in the same draft class you talk about with a Baker Mayfield. And it's amazing that we continue to have the soap opera conversation about who is Baker Mayfield, but not so much with Josh Allen in terms of coming to a situation. Like you said, only once had they been in the playoffs since I was a Buffalo Bill, and Josh Allen has that arrow pointing up, and you got to give a lot of credit to the stability of this organization and their coaching staff. So I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Buffalo. A lot of smart people are predicting they can finally win a division. Understood that it's because Tom Brady's departure certainly opens up an opportunity for them, but they were on the rise even if Brady were a New England Patriot. So it's going to be fun to watch Buffalo ball this year because I think they're going to do something special.
Yeah, me too. I like them a lot. I mean, they're loaded with talent. It is Josh Allen that's my only concern. I mean, that's really
football.
It.
Yeah.
And it should be. You look at the way he melted that second half in Houston, man. He was dying to give away that game. Like, and he did.
I've I've never in my football career, and this is funny because I'm a huge Josh Allen fan. The guy is insane. Biggest arm, can move around. It's insane, his skill set. But that meltdown did something to me that I'll always tab in my head mentally. Like, if there's ever another critical situation, I am pessimistic about Josh Allen in that moment. I've never seen a quarterback or player, like, he ran backwards and threw the ball up in the air, like, just leave me alone a couple of plays. I'm like, I've never seen that before, so I'm with you guys. I'm a little hesitant about going forward.
Yeah, that one scared me. I mean, he's going to have to redeem himself. He's got to get back in the playoffs, and he's got to be composed and poised and get that first W, and you move on. You know, and then no one is going to be pessimistic or questioning you anymore. In terms of home field, before we get you out of here, it seems like, you know, probably about half the teams in the league won't have fans, and maybe half the teams will have fans, but it won't be capacity. It'll be 20-25%. You think that factors in? Like, do you think those teams with 25% capacity will feel like they have a home field advantage, or is that just, you know, nothing and won't really factor into the actual outcome of the game?
It's just whatever you think it is. I personally don't think it has any impact, but whether you think it does or you think it doesn't, you're right. You know, whatever that player is, that individual team, it's how much focus and onus you put on that. But in terms of energy, it's funny. I hear a lot of players go to the podium and pander and say what they think the fans want to hear. But I always push back and say, look, no stadium is rocking and loud and electric unless you're making plays. And in the sequence of a crowd going crazy, the first thing that has to happen is you got to do something. And I think that these players are going to have to lock into that mindset of just doing something, making plays, not always worrying about the response and reaction that comes from the crowd. Because I've been in stadiums before where you can hear a pin drop because we weren't doing anything. Watch a low-scoring football game and tell me about how loud the crowd is, man. You can hear people ordering hot dogs and beers. It's like no one cares unless you're making noise with your pads. So players say a lot of things. I understand it. It sounds good. It lands great. But being real, just make somebody feel your pain out there on that field between the white lines. That'll be all the energy and noise you need to go ball out.
Yep, exactly, man. Great stuff as always. We'll do it again next week. Thank you.
All right, guys. Take care up there.
Marcellus Wiley from FS1, longtime NFLer, former Bill, former Dallas Cowboy, and former fat stack to the security guard.
That's a veteran move.
Oh, yeah. That's a perfect example. I love those type of comments and those type of stories because that's exactly what is happening. You just don't know it. Like, the average person has no clue. Like, you don't think, you know, Tom Brady's like, hey, Giselle's coming up tonight. Like, yeah. And here's cash. She's coming through the back door. You shut your yap.
You don't even have to say that. If you have the appropriate amount, it's a head nod and have a look both together at the wad.
Yeah.
And it's a head shake. And
it's
goodbye.
An envelope. It's an envelope, though, a very thick envelope. Mm-hmm. And you just hand it over and you say, got a guest coming at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Bill will not be aware of it. And that's all you need to know. All right?
I agree. Yeah. I agree.
That is an insight that I love to hear.
You know how that transaction's going.
Oh, yeah.
Down.
The amount of cash, the bellhops are just, they're making it rain. Oh,
they're driving to work in Lamborghinis right now.
I don't know what the equivalent is out here, but like, you go to the Calgary Stampede and you're trying to get into Cowboys at like 7 o'clock on a Friday night. Those doormen, now I know they had flushed out a bunch because there were some doormen that were making some straight chat.
A fortune.
500. Like, here's 500. Can we get in?
I got six guys here. Here's $100 ahead.
That's
Can
one example. In? Like, but think about like extreme examples. Like
New York
Vegas
City.
Is the Vegas in New York.
Vegas,
like,
yeah.
Vegas is the most extreme. Like I have seen guys pay off security guards to skip the line for a cab. At 3 in the afternoon.